Yes, I think Judge Kavanaugh should be voted in.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
It has insurance.
So, can I get both of you to say and spell your name for me, please?
Penny Townsend, PennyTownsend.
Mike Townsend, Townsend
Okay, so first off, I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about the Fall Festival. This interview is a part of the River City's Oral History Project, sponsored by USI's programs in Communication Studies and History, and our class is just helping launch a project. So what we're going to do is just ask you a few questions about your time here at the Fall Festival.
You can be as general or detailed as you like.
Yeah, so the first question I have is, can you describe why you come down to the Fall Festival?
To enjoy the people, the weather, and the food.
To watch people and the food, of course.
All right, excellent. So how many Fall Festivals have you attended?
Oh, Lord.
Since you were 15?
I would say probably 50 or more every year for many, many years.
Wow.
50 or more? That's a lot. So, I mean, there's obviously something about the Fall Festival that you like, which is the people. So, like, how often do you get here during the week? Is it an everyday type thing or, like, one time and done?
Well, I'm on a disability, so we can only come one time. So we try to pick a nice day when the weather's good and come early before the crowd gets too thick.
Seems like you picked a good day for that.
Yeah. It's really on day
one. So, do you know anything about how the Fall Festival started?
I did it one time. I don't recall now. I'm almost 70 years old, so my memory's a little foggy, but I think it's a good cause what they're doing. The money's donated to charitable groups, and, you know, I totally support that.
So, do you have a favorite Fall Festival memory, either one of you?
Oh, when we came down here with our kids when they were growing up, had a lot of good memories then, yes.
Yeah, well, I remember we came down here, all our kids were little. I mean, we had two in a stroller, and it was packed down here, and we were trying to make sure we kept our kids together. Yeah, and then they got older and they didn't want to be seen with us.
Funny how that works.
So, in you all's opinion, what makes the Fall Festival so great and what makes it different than any other festival or event?
Well, you come down here and you see people that you haven't seen in a while, and you sit and talk and catch up, and it's the camaraderie. You know, and it really is good. I mean, I've lived here all my life, so we've been coming to this since probably about 4 or 5, you know, so I don't think we've ever missed a year either.
Well, I enjoy it because of the food and seeing people you haven't seen in years, and I just wouldn't miss it for the world.
So one last question here. Is there anything that you think people should know more about the Fall Festival?
Well, I think its purpose is well known. And, you know, having said that, I think most of us that come know. And maybe the younger people don't understand what it's really about. But I think the older people do. And we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's a good service, you know, to collect money for foundations. And I think it's just blossomed into this big thing, you know. And we really enjoy coming down here. And I hope younger people find out why it came about and how, instead of just coming down here and, you know, blowing money and eating food, riding the rides.
All right, so me and Carly would personally like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this. And do you have any questions for us?
Well, relating to the Fall Festival?
Either one. It's all up to you.
What has happened to the political climate at USI?
Carly, I'm going to let you take this one.
Oh, my gosh. Is this on the record or off the record?
I don't know.
Speaking of our president?
Well, speaking of current... The way the administration at the university looks at trying to be politically correct, I think it's an undue influence on the young people that do go there, that have a conservative nature by the way they were raised. And then to go through an indoctrination period out there, that even the employees that work at USI, if you really talk to them one-on-one, would tell you it's a very adversarial climate out there. And if they so much as mentioned something conservative, they are reprimanded for it. So I really think you guys should take a hard look at that.
Okay.
Well, if you have any other questions, you can contact our professor. Her name is Leah Ann Howard. Or by going to River City Oral's History Facebook page.
Okay.
Or contacting her through USI.
We will do that.
So what are you guys going to get out of this? Are you going to get a credit?
It's a part of our grade. We're helping our professor conduct research. This is a small part of a greater project.